This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
My name is Gabriel Cade. I'm an emergency medicine physician who works at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. I'm also the director of the emergency department there.
We're going to wrap up our conversation today with Gabriel Cade of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital Emergency Department. I will remind you there's a total of three programs now counting today's. So if you didn't get to hear the other two or maybe would like to hear all three again, or if you know someone that might be interested, especially in the information about COVID-19, remember they're available online at our website. Just go where it says Community Close-Up, and you can hear all three at your convenience. So is there anything in the community we can do to help you guys on the front line besides wear the mask and try not to get sick?
Those are the main things. We have had really touching, moving community support since this has started, with the masks, with donation of food, people dropping off meals or donating really gift cards. It's something that honestly hasn't happened since I started working as the director there. And I know we have a loving, supportive community, but to see that support in such a tangible way has meant a lot, because it helps protect us with the masks and helps us get lunch, but it also encourages us to keep doing our own job well. And otherwise, we're all looking out for each other. And again, not to harp on it, one of the ways we do that is by wearing masks and keeping respectful distance and staying away if we're sick and washing our hands.
Yeah, just do that, and that will help a whole lot. Of course, you've got a family that kind of wanders all through the medical business, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
I guess we should at least say that it's a good family that's been a part of our community and taken care of us. You know, Dad took care of us all for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't go see Emily on a regular basis at all.
Oh, we're so lucky, you know, to have my dad, who practiced medicine here for so long and really taught me what medicine should be like, which is taking care of the community that you live in, and my mother, who is a chemotherapy nurse, an ICU nurse, and of course Emily, who works at CELO, and her husband is a hospitalist at the hospital. And we all work together so much. It's been a really neat growth in our relationship, but also as we all share this sort of scary medical experience too.
Yeah. Well, and one thing about it, we've still got a ways to go. We've still got to figure out what we're going to do about the schools, and those that are in charge are working on that, and they'll let us know sometime, hopefully in a few weeks, kind of how that's going to go.
Yep. And be patient. I do feel that certainly locally, the people that are in charge obviously have our best interests in mind and are trying to come up with a plan that revitalizes our homebound community now and gets our kids back in school and gets our adults back at work. But until that becomes more clear, yes, don't read the news too much and don't go on the internet too much, because it's just going to make things worse.
Just make you crazy.
And whatever you're reading, it's not accurate. We don't have the answers yet. And so turn it off and go outside or call a friend or play Scattergories over FaceTime or something like that. And that will help keep you healthy while this is going on.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking a minute to wander in off the street and talk to us over here. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in forever. So I wish you the best, and thank you. It's good to know you're here helping to take care of all of us. We appreciate you.
Well, Bruce, it's really my pleasure and privilege. There's nothing that's meant more to me in my life than getting to be part of this community. And I sure appreciate you having me in here. I hope it's helpful.
I think your information was very helpful, Gabriel. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. Gabriel Cade, the director of the emergency department at the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Total of three programs. If you didn't get to hear the other two, or if you know some folks that might like some information about COVID-19, be sure to just go to our website, look at Community Close-Up, and you'll find the information there. You can just click on them and listen to them at your convenience. And you might mention to a friend that's either concerned or just curious about what's going on in the area with it. That'll be a good place to look, so check that out. Again, thank you to Gabriel Cade of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital Emergency Department for talking with us the past 3 days, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.